for WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's Cybercrime News. Operators of Kansas City Scout, the traffic management system for the Kansas City area, halted operations following a cyber attack, as reported by the Missouri Department of Transportation. Melissa Black from MoDOT's Kansas City District stated that all systems were shut down early in the morning after the attack was detected, impacting traffic cameras and message boards. The Kansas City Star reports that efforts are underway to restore functionality, with no definitive timeline provided. Health giant Kaiser Permanente has disclosed a data breach affecting 13.4 million members, according to a notice it posted on April 25th. The breach, which was confirmed by the Kaiser Foundation Health Plan, prompted notifications to current and former members who accessed their websites and applications. Kaiser told Reuters that it's taking precautionary measures and reaching out to potentially affected individuals. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, is initiating a program to alert organizations about ransomware threats, starting as a pilot in January 2023, but slated for full operation by the end of this year. The program already boasts 7,000 participant organizations and aims to curb ransomware prevalence by identifying and patching vulnerabilities. According to The Verge, Director Jen Easterly highlighted the initiative's focus on using CISA's vulnerability scanning tools to enhance cybersecurity preparedness, and the program has already issued 2,049 warnings since the pilot was launched. Two security veterans have unveiled W, a startup dedicated to enhancing cybersecurity for Apple devices. Co-founded by ex-NSA hacker Patrick Wardle, the venture intends to elevate defenses against evolving threats targeting macOS. TechCrunch reports that Wardle's expertise, which he has cultivated through years of research and development through his Objective-C Foundation, as well as working at the National Security Agency from 2006 to 2008, positions W as a significant player in the realm of Apple device security. The FBI has issued a warning urging U.S. citizens to steer clear of crypto money transmitting services that are not registered as money service businesses, or MSBs, under U.S. federal law. Emphasizing the importance of compliance with anti-money laundering regulations, CryptoSlate notes that the advisory underscores the need to ensure services comply with anti-money laundering and know your customer requirements. It also underscores the importance of verifying a service's registration with FinCEN. However, the notice clarifies that registration alone does not guarantee legitimacy or government endorsement. And finally, the Securities and Exchange Commission has launched legal action against GeoSyn Mining and its co-founders, alleging they defrauded around 64 investors out of $5.6 million. It is alleged that they misrepresented the scale of their crypto mining operations and misappropriated investor funds for personal use, selling service agreements as securities between November 2021 and December 2022. Cointelegraph reports that GeoSyn, CEO Caleb Joseph Ward, and former operating chief Jeremy George McNutt face legal scrutiny following a lawsuit filed in a Fort Worth federal court. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.